You're listening to KCRW Berlin.
Getting used to the idea that everything is passing. It's not going to repeat. You can't hold on to it.
I'm Marlene Melchior, and that was composer and visual artist Brian Eno at the Martin Gropius Bau, where his installation, Empty Formalism, was the opening piece for the new sound system, Hexadome. Hexadome is a hexagonal structure comprised of 6 huge screens and over 50 speakers, which creates a 3D spatial movement in sound designed to immerse the audience. I asked Eno what he was trying to achieve by using this technology.
As far as I'm concerned, what most interests me is colour combinations that are so seductively beautiful that you can't resist them. And then the idea of them disappearing and you knowing that you will never see them again. This is a generative piece, which is to say that it is constantly making itself. So any combination that you see is probably unique in the history of the piece. You won't see it again.
The main hall of the Gropius Bau was darkened for the event, with large screens of the hexadome lit up by undulating coloured circles with slowly shifting soundscapes washing over the audience.
I wanted to make music that was more like painting. So I wanted to make very slowly changing music. The two interests kind of came together.
I was interested in what Eno's motivation was to create music like paintings.
I think one of the reasons for using music in a place like this is to say, treat your sense of sight in the same way as you treat your sense of hearing.
Eno was asked if empty formalism was just about sensation, or did it have an intellectual component?
As with a lot of my work, I'm really trying to make a psychological state of some kind. I'm trying to make a place in people's minds where they can go and enjoy being for a while. I don't have anything to say in the sense of I haven't got a message.
I asked Eno what the future was for a technology like Hexadome. He surmised that all technology is corruptible and answered,
so the future will be the normal struggle between optimists and pessimists, I'm sure. And I want them both to win.
This prompted me to ask him how he imagined the technology in 300 years from now. And he told me what he was trying to address in the human psyche and why technology like Hexadome may be relevant to a future humanity.
Our nervous system is divided into two zones, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. The sympathetic nervous system is the bit that responds, the fight or flight part. It's the part that is thrilling, it gets stimulated. It's the bit that you go to nightclubs for. The parasympathetic does another job. It reflects and it digests and it processes stuff. I've become more and more aware over the years that what I'm trying to do is to address the parasympathetic nervous system. I want to create situations where you're quite happy to sit still for a long time. I want to create a state of mind in people where that is fine, where you're happy to just be there and be experiencing something. I think that's a state of mind that we historically do well with. If you think of early humans, that must have been a lot of our experience. Just think of the long nights of Northern Europe, just darkness for 14 hours. And all you can do is have sex. And if you get bored with that, what do? You start writing poems or something. So a lot of our time, I think, in the past was spent in processing, reflection.
That was Brian Eno at the Martin Gropius Bau. For KCRW Berlin, I'm Marlene Melchior.